From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In St. Paul, the Republican National Convention will be more like a real convention this evening and less like a hurricane relief telethon. The delegates will hear from President Bush, live from the White House, and also from former Senator Fred Thompson and independent Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut. And conversation continues about Senator McCain's running mate, Sarah Palin. We'll talk more about that in a moment with NPR's Mara Liasson, but first, joining us from the Excel Center in St. Paul is my co-host, Robert Siegel. Hey, Robert.
Hello, Melissa.
And Robert, tell us a bit more about the program tonight. What are we going to hear?
Laura Bush, the First Lady, who addressed the convention last night together with Cindy mm-hmm. McCain, will make another appearance. She's extremely popular here and very present. She's been at any number of events. And she will introduce the video address that her husband, President Bush, will give from the White House. That's going to be rather brief, I think about 8-9 minutes max.
Shorter than planned, I think.
Shorter than planned. He's going to be speaking from the cross hall of the White House, they've shortened, it's one of the many changes they've made because of Hurricane Gustav and the various schedule changes that they've had to make here in St. Paul. There will be a 25-minute speech later tonight given by former Tennessee senator and television actor Fred Thompson. There will also be a speech a little bit shorter than that by Joseph Lieberman, who, of course, it's been widely reported, was someone whom presidential candidate John McCain very seriously considered as a running mate, a move that probably would have been very unpopular with very conservative delegates here.
Now, the keynote address that was scheduled originally to be given tonight was to be given by Rudy Giuliani, the one-time New York City mayor and one-time presidential hopeful. What's happened to that?
Well, it was rescheduled. It would have been tonight, and this would have been the main event on what was supposed to be night two of the four-night convention. So far, what we're told by the convention organizers here in St. Paul is the schedule is not yet entirely firm. They don't like to use the word keynote anymore. They say it's one of the adjustments they've made to this schedule. Giuliani, they say, will speak. Giuliani has notified people in New York that he'll speak tomorrow night. As far as I know, he's still using the word keynote, but I'm sure all this will be ironed out within the next 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. What's the happy throng that I hear behind you there, Robert? What are those delegates saying about President Bush, what they hope to hear tonight, and what they think of the president?
Well, I asked Mike Huckabee, who sought the nomination this year, what he'd like to hear from the president, who, after all, may be popular, may be approved of by a great number of delegates here, but only by about 30% of Americans at large. The challenge to John McCain being how to avoid being characterized as someone running for the third Bush term. And Governor Huckabee said what I've heard from other delegates here, which is he should talk about 9/11. He should talk about being steadfast. He should talk about the fact that there hasn't been another terrorist attack in the United States since that time. And we expect him to talk about the steadfastness of John McCain in supporting his war policy, a policy he was very critical of for a couple of years as to how it was being carried out. But we expect George Bush to be speaking very strongly on behalf of the Republican candidate.
Okay, that's my co-host Robert Siegel in St. Paul. Robert, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.